Kevin Wilson was introduced at a press conference Tuesday, less than 10 days after his predecessor, Bill Lynch, was let go. Wilson benefited from the talents of Heisman Trophy-winning quarterback Sam Bradford while at OU, with his offense setting a new NCAA mark for points scored in a season in 2008. Wilson says he hasn't hired any of his staff yet, but says he's confident he can make the transition from coordinator to head coach with the right kind of help.
I'm not a good enough coach to do anything by myself, so it's going to be these next 3-4 weeks, and that's why we're coming in, taking some time and piecing a core of staff that we can have a lot of confidence in a group, because we will win as a group. At Oklahoma, like Coach says all the time, he gets more credit because it's a total group deal. So it'll be interesting to see the staff. If we put together the right staff, I'll look like I'm doing a good job.
Wilson's contract will pay him $1.2 million a year for 7 years. That's almost $1 million more than Bill Lynch was making when he was fired. Athletic director Fred Glass says the department will find the money from new broadcast deals with Learfield Sports and the Big Ten Network. Glass says he chose Wilson because the Oklahoma coach's name kept coming up when talking to people about possible candidates, adding he opted for the long-term contract in an effort to lend stability to a program which is about to enter its fourth coaching regime in a decade.
I think Indiana needs to give continuity a try in its football program for reasons in its control, for reasons out of its control, for predictable reasons, for tragic reasons. We haven't stuck with anybody since Coach Mallory.
Under Bill Lynch, IU went 6-26 in the Big Ten, winning just one conference game in each of the past 3 seasons. Wilson says he's not yet sure if he'll coach Oklahoma's offense in the team's Fiesta Bowl game against Connecticut, saying he'll leave that decision to head coach Bob Stoops. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.